Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I work here at Damascus as Executive Director, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of John, starting in chapter 15 and looking at verses 1 through 8. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they'll be burned. If they remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." Thank you, Lord. There's a lot of words about bearing fruit and about vines and vine dressers and gardening and enjoying the harvest, right? I don't know if you've ever raised a garden before. I've tried a couple times. When I was a kid, my family had a sizable garden, and I remember being forced into labor of weeding with all of my friends, miserable experiences, right? But in my adult life, I've tried to raise a garden on a couple occasions, and oftentimes I have the experience where I've poured blood, sweat, and tears into creating a fruitful and fertile garden experience. And then as the season goes on, and as I've really committed myself to raising the fruit, I realized that my little pitiful plants don't have much fruit to bear. Or I take a trip down the mire and I look in the produce department and I realize that the giant, massive eggplants that they have there for a fraction of the cost of probably the time and energy that I've poured into mine, put mine to shame, right? Jesus cares about fruit. He cares about our fruitfulness, about our effectiveness in communicating the gospel. I think a lot of times we wrap our heads around this idea that, Jesus is more concerned about the one than the 99. But Jesus goes after the one because he already has the 99 safe and sound. Jesus desires for us to be effective in our work of evangelization. And when we read this story about the vine and the vine dresser, about the pruning that has to happen in order to bear more fruit, I think oftentimes when we hear the word pruning, we see that as some kind of a punishment or a consequence for poor behavior. But the reality is, pruning is not a punishment. Pruning is a way that God desires to make us more effective, to make us better. You can imagine how silly it would look to see a gardener going and pruning a fruit tree with anger and frustration and punishment in mind. No, when a gardener goes and prunes a fruit tree, it's done with the utmost care and love and attention. Why? Because the process of pruning is intended not to punish, but to take what's good and make it better. When God sees you, he doesn't want to punish you. He wants to take what's good in you and make it better. Lord, allow us to see the ways that you desire to prune us. What is it today, God, that you desire to make better in me? You don't look at me and say, you know, that's no good. I want to punish it. I want to get rid of it. I want to throw it in the fire, like Scripture says. But you look at my life, Lord, and you say, it's good, and I want to work in partnership with you to make it better. Jesus, bless my family. Bless my marriage. Bless my relationships that I have at work and at school. Allow me to be the man or the woman that you've called me to be. Allow me to be transformed by your word so that I can bear much fruit. Thanks for joining today in this reflection on John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. God wants us to bear fruit for the kingdom. Amen. My name is Aaron Richards. Once again, thank you for joining us here on the Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. To learn more about Damascus and the events and programs offered here, visit us at damascus.net. God bless.